Marjorie Taylor Greene is one gun tote and shoot from the lip, pistol pack, and mama. Tough as a Georgia peanut, that girl, and a brain nearly as big. She loves her social media, and social media loves her. If Donald Trump needs an extra bodyguard, he couldn't do much better. If he needs someone to make him look like a moderate rhino, look no further. The woman isn't just right of him, she's right of Genghis Khan. Her latest statements on Steve Bannon's Hot Talk show let us know that if she had managed the January 6th insurrection, her and Steve, the mob would have come armed to the teeth and the coup would have been successful. Okay, so much for the positive side of freedom of speech. In America, you can pretty much spew hate, advocate it, repeat it, retweet it, and it's just fine. In Germany, you mouth off that the Holocaust was a hoax perpetrated by Zionist swine, and see how far you get. Trump and his buddy Yi, or Kanye, or his ministerial name as interplanetary messenger, they can dog whistle all day long, give hope to the true believers that think their problems are caused by blacks or Jews or immigrant rapists, and half this country will nod their heads in agreement. Okay now to entertain those racist notions. Screw the woke snowflakes. Personally, yeah, I find it troubling, but hey, I believe in free speech, and I guess if I have to look around at half my fellow grocery shoppers and know that a goodly number of my neighbors are guilty of thought crimes, well, better to know your enemy than not, I figure. I don't want books banned, and I don't want universities quarantining their students from ideas they find objectionable. Having said that, what I do fear is that that miraculous internet we got, the one where phony ideas, faux facts, bogus quotes, and all the rest ricochet around the web like rabid bats, contributing to the expanding ignorance of our so-called civilized world. Get ready for what's coming next, pal. The AI programs that will duplicate anyone's voice, write convincing text in anyone's syntax and style. Present a video Photoshop of you or me or the president of the free world, all made to dupe the reader or listener or viewer. Try to figure out what's real and what's phony, but good luck. We don't trust the news media anymore, folks who might have the ability to fact-check this stuff. So what's coming down the digital highway is way scarier than anything coming out of Marjorie Taylor Greene's quacking mouth. The truth? You can't handle the truth. Actually, you probably could, if only you knew what was real and what wasn't. None of us will handle the subterfuge. Marjorie's not going to take the Capitol with an armed militia, but the trolls are going to muck up the world with enough flack and clickbait to make it impossible to see through the fog. Freedom of speech? We can't handle freedom of speech, not in the digital world.